The Mishnah says in Daf Nun Alef Amud Alef, the Mishnah Ra Simchas Beis HaShoeva, La Ra Simcha Miyamav. Anyone who didn't see the Simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva never saw a true Simcha. The Gevaldik is Simcha, the Simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. I want to try to understand a little bit, what is the Yosaita of the Simcha? What is the Simcha really all about? It's about the Nisach HaMayim Lefi Rashi, but what are we really celebrating? So there's a fascinating Maisa that happened with the Shach and the Taz. It's brought down by the Shach actually in his Akdama to Yeridaya, the Akdama of the Nekudas HaKesef in the beginning of Yeridaya. And he says like this: it's yadua that the Shach and the Taz always have fierce machlokes with each other throughout Shulchan Aruch. And the Shach sort of he's trying to explain over here to Bavarn that you shouldn't think chalila that there's anything personal between me and the Taz. Everything, all machlokes that we had was only l'shem shemayim. And he proves it, and he said they're very good friends. It was just a machlokes l'shem shemayim. And he starts off saying like this: he says, "Amar mechaber al yala aleva kar b'sifri zeh. You shouldn't even have a havamina shmipnei shahayli chas v'shalom is a machlokes im abal terizav. Don't think that I had something, some type of machlokes with the Taz, or yesh belibi is a tina alav. Maybe I was upset at him that chibarti hasagas al sifrei. That's why I always I wrote kashas on what he wrote. Ki haloi noida lakol. Everybody knows ki niskayim banu es vahev basufa." It was Mekuyim in us, what Chazal say, that people that fight in learning become Ayvim Zelazev, Tayra Mechazeres Ach Achsanya Shalah, Shinasesi Achsanya Labal Turizav. And now he proves that we have Ava between us, because he says, I was a host of the Taz, I hosted him in my house. Vahir Etzli Shosha Yamim, he was by me for 3 days, Vikibadative Kavod Gadol, as Mechabadim, a tremendous amount of Kavod, Asher Lo Ya'uman, Ki is super. It's hard to believe how much Kavod I gave him, Vigam Hunis Kabin Biharbe, and he was nisgabed with me a lot, Anshin Nishkani al Reshi, until he kissed me on my head, V'samach bi mamish kesimchas beis ha-shoeva. And he mamish had a simcha with me, like the simcha of simchas beis ha-shoeva, V'kel elokim hu yodea ve'ed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an aid, Shal chibarti sifri nukudas ha-kasef ha-laz, Rak l'shem shemayim levayr ulalab in ha-emes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be made, that I only wrote this sefer to be memar the emes l'shem shemayim, but not chas v'shalom that I had any tainas on him, because like he said, we were very close, we had a gevaldik time together. We are mechabed each other, and we are such a simcha together, mamash kesimchas beis ha-shoeva. So I want to be aimed on these words that the Shach uses. It's kiyadua, the Shach, he can be medayik in every word of the Shach. When the Shach describes the simcha that he had when the Taz came to his house, he says it was sameach kesimchas beis ha-shoeva. So what's happened is, why does the Shach use this lashon simchas beis ha-shoeva to describe the simcha that he had together with the Taz? And I think there's a davar amak over here, and it really gives us an insight into what this simchas beis ha-shoeva is truly all about. So we know Chazal tell us that the on every day of Bris Ha'olam it says ki tov, except for the second day, except for Yom Sheni. And the reason for that is because the Medrash says, because on Yom Sheni machlokes was created, as the pasuk says, v'yihi mavdo ben mayim l'mayim. And the Mefarshim explained that that's referring to the chalukah between the Mayim L'Yonim and the Mayim Tachtonim. The first machlekes in the Bria is when Hashem split the Mayim L'Yonim from the Mayim Tachtonim, and because of that, machlekes was created, and it doesn't say ki tov. Now, what was the machlekes about between the Mayim L'Yonim and Mayim Tachtonim? So Chazal say that the Mayim Tachtonim were upset at the Mayim L'Yonim, and they cried, and they were Mayim Baichim. They says, Anan binu mehevi kapli Malka, we also want to be up in the Elyonim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are we stuck down here? They were jealous of the Mayim L'Yonim, and they were upset, and that was the machlekes between the Mayim L'Yonim and the Mayim Tachtonim. And the Zohar says that machlokes was a machlokes l'shem shemayim. They meant well, they meant l'shem shemayim. It wasn't just kina at the Mayim Halyonim, but they wanted to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And being that it was a machlokes l'shem shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekabel their taina, and he said, you're right, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come up and be with me in the Halyonim and shemayim. And when is that? So the Rabbeinu B'chai said, Rashi says this in Chumash, it's through Nisach HaMayim B'chag. Through Nisach HaMayim B'chag, that's the opportunity for the Mayim Tachtonim to be Nis'ala and come up to the Elyonim. That's what Nisach HaMayim is all about, to allow the Mayim Tachtonim to come and to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Mayim HaElyonim. And the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is celebrating that Nisach HaMayim, the allowing the Mayim Tachtonim to also be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Mayim HaElyonim. So it comes out that the whole musig that we were sameach with Simchas Beis HaShoeva for the Mayim Tachtonim to come back to the HaElyonim is because they're machlekes, even though it was a machlekes, but it was a machlekes Hashem Shemayim, they wanted to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekabel what they wanted, and he allowed them to come up, and that brought about the tremendous simcha that we have today, and the simchas beis ha-shoeva. So Mimela, I think that could be the pshat and the lashon of the Shach, being that the Shach is trying to say that even though it would look like our machlekes is chalila, machlekes not l'shem shemayim, because me and the Taz are always arguing with each other, but that's not the pshat, chalila, it's just a machlekes l'shem shemayim, we're trying to be mevar the emes, And Mimela, when he describes the simcha of a machlekes, which would have looked like a machlekes shloi l'shem shemaim, which was really a machlekes l'shem shemaim, so what better expression to use than to say kesimcha beis ha-shoeva, because that is the epitome of the simcha that we have when we celebrate the machlekes l'shem shemaim, when they reunite, the mayim olyonim, mayim tachtanim, when they come together through nisach ha-mayim b'chag. That's what the simcha beis ha-shoeva is all about, and I think that's the oimek of the lashon of the shach, that he used that lashon to describe his simcha that he had with the Taz, because, yeah, it was a machlekes, but it's a machlekes l'shem shemaim. Mamish dumya to the Gevaldike Simcha that the Nisach HaMayim has when it's zeicha to be Lamaila with Elyonim.